It's Paul Young on The Breeze, Monday night with Sarah Van Clay. Well, I don't really need to introduce this man too much because everyone knows the name Tom Sainsbury, and he joins me now. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm so good. How are you going?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for talking to me. I was just thinking back about, you know, when I first heard the name Tom Sainsbury, and it was what,
yes.
Was it about 2017, 2018 that you started
you
doing those funny videos? Yeah.
Yes, all politicians.
That's
yes.
Right, yes. And look at you now. Hey, look at you now.
Barely anything's changed.
Yeah. And you've been really busy lately. You've got the Comedy Gala, the New Zealand International Film Festival. It's all go.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So touring. So I did the Comedy Festival earlier this year, just me and Mike doing a stand-up, and now I'm taking that show around the country. And yes, I've also got a film that I thought was a psychological thriller, but everyone's walking out of it going, God, that was hilarious. So I think I've missed the mark.
I just can't imagine you doing anything that was like 100% serious.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, I've tried, but I just remember one time walking, getting a prize at school, walking on stage and everyone laughed for doing nothing, just walking on. So I think I'm doomed to be the clown.
From that moment, yep, that was your destiny.
Yes.
And now, this is really cool. You've teamed up with Able in partnership with TVNZ to launch an audio description app, EarCatch, and you are actually doing the audio for the first episode of Taskmaster New Zealand tonight.
Yeah, that's right. So a couple of days ago, I went into the Able Studios and just, so they'd written me up a script that I could kind of embellish and put my own touches on and just read the kind of audio description. So that's basically the important bits of action or kind of visual gags that you can't, that you have to see to understand. And the aim is to, for people who are blind or have low sight, can enjoy the show. And there's my little voice piping up telling them some of the things that they might miss. So yeah, it's a really good incentive.
Yes. Now, when you say that they've written you a script, did you stick to that script? Because I can't imagine that you wouldn't put in some little jibes and things.
Well, okay, this is what happened. The first time I started reading it, I was very dramatic and really threw myself into it. And they're like, Tom, the tone's more kind of neutral. It's not, the show's not so much about you. It's more about you guiding them through what's happening. So after a bit of trial and error, I think I got the swing of it. But it was also Taskmaster, so it's a lot of my friends kind of doing stuff. And it's the first time I was kind of watching it, and so I was hilariously laughing at the same time. So it probably took longer to record than it should have.
And in all seriousness, this is fantastic, isn't it? For those who are, you know, low vision or blind in New Zealand, what a game changer having this free app. This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's so good. So before this, it was they had Able did stuff, but it was for live broadcast. So you had to kind of watch it as it was happening on television. But this new app means that it's kind of like how we can watch things streamed on demand and things like that. And so they've got access to it whenever they want to now, which is great.
That's so good. Yeah, so good. So you're doing all this. You've got your show on tour. What's next for Tom Sainsbury?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a little bit of a holiday.
Yeah.
The thing is the election's coming up, and so I'm just kind of like working out how to play my cards and get a whole lot of political satire videos out there again.
Oh, great. Yes, because elections are so boring, aren't they? They're so boring.
Particularly this one, I think.
Yeah.
Practicing my Chris by two Chrises.
Yeah.
Judith Collins.
What are you? Judith Collins. Oh, my gosh. Those videos were so funny. Oh, I laugh so much. What are your Chrises like? Are they pretty good?
Chris Hipkins is a little bit harder, but Chris Luxon, interestingly, because I used to have the Simon Bridges, which is really strong.
Yeah.
But if you dial it back 50%, it's actually Chris Luxon is a bit the same with the kind of the New Zealand accent, but not as hardcore.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to seeing those. That's great. And, of course, Taskmaster New Zealand Season 4 is on TVNZ Plus from tonight and free to air. And I'm really looking forward to hearing your audio description, Tom. I think it's awesome.
Thanks, Bob.